It was a dark Friday. Sin always brings darkness. It brings gloom. The wages of sin is death. The scripture describes that Friday as the sun darkening, and darkness covered that day. It was a dark Friday, because sin brings darkness. We all live our Fridays. We're in a Friday today, April 3rd. This Friday, we're living it out, dealing with our sin, because we all have sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we all have sin. And we're dealing with it on this Friday. The question is, how will you deal with your sin? Will it be based on how Jesus dealt with it 2,000 years ago? Or will you deal with it in our own way? There's many ways we deal with sin. Many times we suppress it. We don't want to call it sin. Well, I'm just doing what I want to do. If it feels good, do it. All my friends are doing it. And so we try to suppress sin and we suppress guilt that comes from it. And we get caught up and we are carried forward. But you know what? You can't suppress it. Because ultimately, every sin is going to be brought to the forefront. And the wages of sin is death. And the soul that sins shall surely die. And we know it, no matter how hard we try to suppress it. Because inside there's guilt. And guilt isn't a function of my mind and my thoughts. Guilt is a function of my spirit. So when you suppress sin, you produce all kinds of false ideas and premises and philosophies, and even religions have come out of it. Ideas of how we deal with sin to suppress it, that there isn't a real consequence to it. And yet we know deep down inside that there is. And so we live with this perpetual gloom, trying to do things that bring a little happiness and joy and light to our life. And in that moment, as you strike the match, it sort of blazes up as you do get involved in something. But then the match goes out and you come back to reality where you realize sin brings a heaviness. Sin brings a gloom in our lives. So suppressing it is not the way to deal with it. Other people are hardened by it. Their sin hardens them. And so they begin to justify why they act the way that they act. Someone else did something to me. That's why I acted this way. We blame other people. We blame our parents. We blame situations. We are hardening our heart to sin. We sort of accept it as normal. I'll never change. It'll just always be this way. I can't overcome this sin. I can't overcome this thing. And so we wrestle it, but our heart hardens to a point where we become insensitive to it. And that we can sin and we no longer feel the guilt that we felt before. Oh, it's still there underneath. But the edge is taken off it because our heart is hardened. It's like a callus on our skin takes away the sensitivity of touch. So many people deal with their sin in the Friday of their life by being hardened by it. Other people, they're crushed by their sin. Crushed by it. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to deal with it. They get down. They get depressed. Many, and sadly, many young people are moved to a point of suicide because I just don't want to live. I don't want to handle this pain anymore. And yet, many times it's not associated that they don't know the roots of it is sin. But it's just sort of my life, and I'm under this doom and this gloom, and I'm crushed, and I don't know how to live. And they're a victim, and they just don't know anywhere out. When you're crushed by your sin, it produces a helplessness. It's not the way to deal with sin. But we're all in a Friday. We're all in that aspect of coming to face with our sin. But there's another way to deal with sin. There's the right way to deal with sin. There's a way to deal with sin that makes the gloom of the Friday a good Friday. And Jesus followed that path. And we know on that good Friday, he went and took the sins of all the world upon him. He died in our place. He took the penalty. And Barabbas expressed it so well on the screen. I was marked for death. I should have been there. And yet now I'm free. Someone that was innocent took my place, and now I'm free. And God has a way for us to deal with our sin. And it is to confess our sin. It's to acknowledge our sin, not to suppress it, not to be hardened by it, not to be crushed by it, but just to simply acknowledge it and say, I have sinned. I've done wrong. I'm selfish. I want to do my own thing. I put myself first. It's just acknowledging our sin. But you confess it to the Lord. And in the acknowledging of who you are before the Lord, something miraculous happens. We experience forgiveness. Forgiveness is a marvelous thing. Forgiveness is a marvelous thing. I'm telling you, it's a marvelous thing to be forgiven. To have the slate wiped clean. To be able to walk free, to be set free, to be pardoned. And that's what the Lord offers to us. If you will confess your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, he will save us from our sin and give us a new life. And not only does he give us a new life, a new start, as it were, because, see, the Good Friday moves to the Resurrection Sunday. And God wants us to move. Not only does he forgive us, but then he takes all the consequences of our sins and he begins to work it together for good. All the wrongs that you've done, all the wrongs that people have done towards you, when you have put your faith in Christ, he begins to work all those things together for good, and he makes something beautiful out of it. And see, this is the only way you can be healthy and deal with your sin. Suppressing it is an unhealthy thing. Being hardened is unhealthy. Being crushed is unhealthy. But being forgiven gives you a new life, gives you a health, takes away all the despair and the remorse. Oh, yes, there's always a remorse that you've offended God in his righteousness. But you begin to see that God now takes all those things that I did wrong and he begins to work things for good. We become salt and light to the people around us. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. There's an excitement when you get up in the morning, still realizing, I'm going to live through Fridays. I'm going to have times when I realize I've sinned and I've fallen short. But we immediately turn to the Lord in confession. And there comes a peace over our hearts and our life. I want your Friday to be a good Friday. I want you to confess your sins to the Lord. I want you to surrender your life. Be wise enough to understand how you're dealing with your sin. Be wise enough to say, this is the wrong path. I'm going to turn to the right path. I'm turning to Christ. And I tell you, on my own testimony, and on hundreds of thousands of others who have turned to Christ, he'll give you a new start. He'll give you a new beginning. You haven't done anything that's so bad that he'll turn his face from you. You haven't fallen so low that he can't reach down and pick you up. There's no one here that you've done something so bad, so wrong, that the Lord doesn't love you. He doesn't love you any less. But he stands and he rejoices. And the Bible says that he endured the cross. He went through that Friday so long ago for the joy that was set before him. He realized he was laying down his life for a purpose. He came to save his people from their sins. And we rejoice on it today. And I just want to pray at the just before we go to a time of communion here. And I want to pray for us that the gloom of your Friday as you deal with your sins will turn to be a good Friday. And it will be a good Friday when you turn to Christ. And I'm inviting everyone here to confess your sin, to humble yourself, surrender your life to the Lord. Ask him to come in and to sit on the throne of your life and to rule and to reign over you. If you do that this morning, your sins will be dealt with once and for all, just as he died on the cross once for all. If you want to be part of this prayer, if you want to say, I'm taking advantage, I'm going to deal with my sin in the right way. I'm going to deal with it by confessing it this morning. If you feel that way, would you just stand? You may have done it before, or you're doing it for the first time. Just stand, and I'm going to pray for us all together. If you are saying, in the gloom of my Friday, I'm turning to the Lord to make it a good Friday. Let me pray for you. Father, I not only pray for this people in front of me, I pray for myself and all of us. Lord, we thank you for the consciousness that you have forgiven us and you have cleansed us. And Lord, that you have made a provision that we can deal with sins without remorse, without condemnation. Lord, that we can be forgiven to go forward with a light heart and a joyous step as we go forward. And Lord, I pray for everyone here today that right now they would just acknowledge their sin before you. And they would confess right now, every person right here, Lord, that in these seats this morning, that hearts would just open to you and there would just be a confession of their sin before you. And Lord, I ask that you would just deal with that sin based on what you did on the cross. Lord, just may your grace extend across this congregation. Lift sin from us. Change our hearts. Change our minds. May we surrender to you in a real and genuine way this morning. I pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Well, the Lord gave us a way to remember this very thing we're talking about, to come to the Lord's table, take bread, break it. Remember that that was his body that was broken for us. Take the cup, pass it, drink it. Remember that that's his blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. And I just want us in this moment to celebrate our salvation as we would come to the Lord's table together. Let me come down to the front. I'll invite those that have been appointed to come and serve with us today. Many of our elders are away, but we appreciate those that are going to come and serve with us today. Amen. Father, we just thank you right now as we enter into this time. Prepare our hearts, Lord, as we have surrendered ourselves to you. And may this be a joyous occasion, Lord, that the light would shine through. And Lord, that we can rejoice in what you did for us so long ago. Take all the gloom and all the condemnation off of our hearts, Lord. May we participate in faith, I pray. Amen. Amen. I invite you to reverently, quietly come down the center aisles, receive, return by the outside aisles, and after everyone has received, we'll partake together. I invite you to come.
It was finished on that day. Death was beaten, all darkness was slain. All his passion, like the rain upon the earth. days buried, they came to mourn. The stone was rolled away, the veil was torn. For he has risen, he is the King of all the
sins dealt with, that he rules and reigns in our hearts and our lives. So this morning, with new awareness, new understanding, with new and fresh faith, let's remember the body of Christ that was broken for us. Let's remember that it was through his shed blood that our sins are forgiven. Lord, we thank you this morning. We can stand and participate and apply to our lives that which you did so long ago on the day that sin was dealt with. And I ask, O Lord, that every time sin presses in upon us, that it would go from a gloomy Friday to a good Friday because we remember these truths. And Lord, I pray for this congregation this morning, everyone here in every one of these sections, that we live in the reality of what you have done, that our sins would be quickly confessed, repented of, acknowledging them before you, drawing upon you, asking you to come and to reign in our lives and to produce your righteousness within us. Lift, Lord, condemnation off of this congregation. Those that feel like there's just a heaviness over my life, I just feel like I can't be good enough, Lord, lift that right now off of this congregation, because we don't stand in our own righteousness. We stand in your righteousness, Lord. It's not our self-righteousness. It's your righteousness. And I just ask, oh Lord, at the end of this service, that you would put such a bright light in us that there would never be an opportunity of gloom again to come, but that there would be a brightness and an understanding and a joy in our salvation, that we would joyously apply your forgiveness to every area of our life, that we would go forward renewed with a new strength and a new excitement every day, never pulled down by our sin, but always releasing our sin to you so that we can be all that you want us to be. I pray, Lord, this for this entire congregation this morning. In Jesus' name. And again, everyone said, amen. Amen. Let's thank the Lord this morning. Well, we're going to dismiss you this morning. Be sure as you move through today and tomorrow, and we celebrate on Sunday. We'll be back here at 10, 11:30, 2:30 in the afternoon on Easter Sunday, celebrating his resurrection. And our theme on Sunday is going to be All Things Made New. All Things Made New. It's going to be a triumphant Sunday here. And so rejoice all weekend long. If you would like personal prayer, these gentlemen are here to pray with you. Just come up at the end and be anointed with oil and share whatever. If you just want to talk to someone, we're here to do that. Otherwise, go in the name of the Lord. Be blessed today.